So 3-minute thesis is a competition for PhD candidates and researchers to summarize their thesis into bite-sized 3-minute videos that is a bit more palpable for the general public, I guess, like you and me. So how does one go about condensing such a dense amount of information into a short summary? And I'm very excited as joining me live in the studio is Farzana Ashraf, who is a PhD candidate at the Department Manager at Macquarie University Business School. And she is here with me to chat to me about her thesis, which is called The Impact of Work Social Support on Professional Women in Patriarchal Societies. And I'm very, very excited to have a chat with her. And I will get her on air when I actually click the mic. There we go. Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm so excited to have a chat with you about your thesis.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, well, let's get straight into it. Tell us a little bit about your thesis.
Okay, so as just you said, my thesis is about work social support. Mm. And I'm trying to look into how work social support from women's public domain and private domain can have an influence over their careers. So in a summary, this is my topic.
That is your topic. That sounds really, really exciting. Now, this is a little bit different because it's looking more into, I guess, people's behaviors and how that impacts their, I guess, both their private life and public life. Now, in your research, what is something that you hope to find at the end of, because I understand this is an ongoing research, doesn't happen overnight, so it's an ongoing progress. What is something like a goal at the end that you hope to find?
Okay, so yeah, you got it right. I'm just in my first year of PhD, so a long way to go. I'm hoping to find some influential sources of support that has an impact over women's careers. And I am especially looking into the private sources like family, friends, neighbors who can support women in influencing their work-life balance and then have a good psychological capital and at the end have a positive attitudes towards their jobs and careers.
That sounds really exciting. Now, at the moment, it's still a hypothesis because you're still working on your research. So what do you think? Because I remember in your video, there's two different ways, women who do have the social support and women who don't. So for those women who do have social support, what's their outcome? And what do you think is the outcome for those women who don't have the social support in their private and public life?
Okay. So since I have not collected or analyzed my data yet, so it's just the conceptualization. So we conceptualize that women who have high work social support from their public and private domains will face low work family conflict, which will be reflected into their psychap because they will have high self-efficacy, hope, optimism, and resilience.
Wow.
And as a result, these women will have like positive attitude towards their job and career. So that's what we are conceptualizing.
That sounds really good. Now, I think an important question that I probably missed because I was already chatting with you a fair bit before we went on air is, I guess some people might not know what a social support is. So in the workplace, can you tell us a little bit about what that encompass?
Yeah. So actually work social support, you can have it in three ways. You can have emotional support. Mm. You can have instrumental support, which is by doing something for someone. And you can have informational support by actually guiding someone towards a goal. So at workplace, this is the public domain we are talking about. So there we can have this support from your boss, your colleagues, your friends at work. But in private domain, you can have this support from your parents, husband, parents-in-law, relatives, friends like this. So these are the sources of support. And the way they support you is through emotional, instrumental, and informational way.
That's a really interesting concept. I think it's something that maybe we don't think about too much. And as women in a patriarchal society and women as working women with families, I think it is a really important topic to explore. Saying that, I know that you have a bit more of a personal connection to this topic as a lot of PhD candidates are passionate about the project and the subject that they do research on. Why did you decide to pick this topic out of all the thousands of topics out there?
Yeah, so actually I am really passionate about this topic. I have lived and worked in a patriarchal society and I have come across friends who had to stop studies in between and got married according to their parents' choices, to the person their parents chose for them.
Right, right.
And then later they could not complete their studies.
Oh.
But those were very bright students.
Mm.
I have also come across colleagues who at workplace who were very good performers but had to leave work because maybe their husband, you know, was not willing to let them work anymore,
right.
Or their parents-in-law were not willing to let them work anymore. So I have seen hundreds of examples like this in my life, and I feel this work social support is very important for patriarchal women, and these sources of support can have a big influence over their career. So these issues actually compelled me to study further into this topic and see what's going on.
That sounds really exciting. And I love that that is something that you're really passionate about, and then you have had lived real life experiences, because I think makes it a bit more personal. And then even on those tough days where you're like, because obviously you were saying it's a long road ahead, you're going to still have the passion to continue. Now, I know that this was part of your 3-minute thesis competition. How did you find entering the competition? Because obviously you're quite new into your own PhD experience, but to do this on top of that, like, how did you find it?
To be very honest, at the beginning, I was very confused about whether I should participate or not, because I knew most of them are from their final years of studies and from science or technology field, where actually you can see what they have done.
Mm.
You can see the impact. But for us, as we are management people, it's just creating an impact or adding something to the existing literature.
Right.
So I was a bit confused, but my supervisor encouraged me a lot to enter into this competition, and I think I have learned a lot from this.
That sounds fantastic. I think that sounds really, really, really great. I do want to add in that, yes, you're so right. I guess in a way, like, a lot of the science and technology, you can physically, I guess, see the impact of it. But I think the research you're doing is so amazing as well. And it's so important because it's a behavioral change that we as a society need to make. And I think the more research and the more of these type of things that are out in the world, the more we think about it and the more likely that we will make a change about it. So I think personally it has a huge impact.
Thank you.
To add that in there. I think as the last question I really want to ask you is that for someone who's listening in who might be a finally PhD candidate, or maybe they're just starting like you, what advice do you have, and would you recommend that they enter the 3-minute thesis competition?
I would definitely recommend that they should enter this 3MT thing, because by participating into this competition, you can actually see your plan in one single frame. And that is very important, because now I have a big picture in front of me that I need to do this, and this. But at the beginning, it's very difficult to get a whole picture of what you want to do.
Right.
I think 3MT helped me to visualize that picture, and I would recommend every early PhD students to enter into this competition.
That sounds fair. Some wise words from Fazana right there. Thank you so much for your time today, Fazana.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That was Fazana Ashraf, who is a PhD candidate, as you already know, from the Department of Management at Macquarie Business School, having a chat to me about her 3-minute thesis